Okay, plant friend. So I have always been kind of curious about like what's going on with the water in our propagation stations. Does it need to be changed? Why does it get cloudy? What are the little bits bobbing around in it when I leave it for too long? Can I leave it? Can I reuse it? It's always been kind of confusing and made me be a little bit curious. So I'm excited to share today's nugget of knowledge with you because I think a lot of us have experienced this curiosity about how to manage the water in our water propagation stations. And inside this mini episode, we've got a little hot tip for you to walk away and propagate your little hearts out. So welcome to the next nugget of knowledge of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Welcome back to Bloom and Grow Radio, plant friends. I hope you've had wonderfully planty weeks. If you're newer to the podcast, this is an episode that is part of the mini series on this podcast that pops up once a month called The Nuggets of Knowledge. And it is sponsored by my Bloom and Grow Virtual Garden Society. These are small 5-minute snippets, or what I'm calling nuggets of knowledge, that are clips of the high quality education and coaching that we are sharing in the Garden Society. We are learning so much. Leslie Halleck is bringing the heat in the Garden Society, having so much fun. And I hope you walk away from each of these mini episodes with a little nugget that will enhance your plant parent experience. So this episode is Leslie's answer to a society member question about how to manage the water in our water propagation station, and I hope it helps you out. Right now, I have a vase of water that is propagating a whole bunch of different stuff. I've been looking at it differently since this coaching that we had in the society. And if you don't already know, the Garden Society is my virtual community platform. There's two tiers, actually. So the platform is called the Garden Party, and that's a community platform. So you can join us for as little as the cost of a coffee a month. And that gives you access to the platform, the app for iOS and Android. We have a Plant Friends Near Me feature where you can meet plant friends near you, regional groups to connect with locals that share your gardening zone, all sorts of different conversation topics from houseplants to DIY planty projects to gardening to plantrepreneurship. And then the Garden Society is the premium tier of the Garden Party platform, which has Leslie Halleck as our horticulturist in residence giving unparalleled plant science deep dives, plant care education, and these monthly AHAs or Ask Our Horticulturist Anything calls, which is our riff of an AMA, where you can literally hop on a Zoom call with Leslie and ask her any question about your plants that you have. It's truly unbelievable. So without further ado, I hope we're all propagating as we move into the growing season. That's a great time for us to get propagating, get sharing. There's a whole chapter in Growing Joy about how you should don't hate propagate and the joy of spreading cuttings to plant friends and connecting through plant cuttings. So anyway, without further ado, here is Leslie's answer to our Garden Society member on propagation station water management. Colleen was asking, what's the sweet spot for number of days for changing water in your water propagations? And if you have a suggestion for when is the best time to cut a plant for propagating it in regards to should you wait, you got it right, if it dries out or not.
So there's no sweet spot for changing the water with water rooting. It just depends on the water you're using. It depends on what your tap water is like, or I wouldn't recommend using rainwater. I use rainwater to water most of my houseplants, but I don't use it for water propagation because it can have a lot of biology in it that may or may not be good. I don't use it for seed starting and I don't use it for root and cutting. So, you know, tap water is usually fine, or a distilled water is fine. It's more the oxygen content that's going to be important. And that's why, you know, when you see systems, ebb and flow systems or propagators that are hydroponic, they're usually incorporate a bubbler, an aerator. Getting oxygen into the water is going to be important over time. Oxygen is going to diffuse out of that water. So the oxygen concentration in that water is going to decrease. And as the oxygen decreases, then you have bigger issues with potential pathogens or things like that. So if you start to see your water get cloudy, that's a signal to change it. What you could do is add a little bit of hydrogen peroxide to the water that helps oxygenate it and keep it a little cleaner for a little bit longer. So, I mean, each plant roots at a different rate, and depending on how much light it's getting, which will influence the photosynthetic rate, which influences the speed of rooting. You know, plants that are in lower light will usually root just fine. It might just take them a little longer. So you might have to do a couple more water changes on that cutting versus a plant that's getting higher light. So there's really no sweet spot. I've had some plants that I've never changed the water on before I've potted them up, and other plants that, oh, I've got algae growth, you know, and I've had to change it multiple times. Sometimes just swishing the water around to get some air bubbles in it. Can use a little straw and blow some water in there.
I love that suggestion. I've used that. Leslie suggested that in UCLA to take a straw and blow bubbles into your propagation water.
Super lo-fi DIY solution. Like I do when I'm drinking a red glass of wine and I'm really classy. I want to aerate it really fast.
I love it.
Straw. You're aerating it. So the oxygen is what helps you kind of keep it clean, to put it very simply.
Great.
And then a good time to take cuttings off of mother plants is in the morning when they're well hydrated. So at the end of the day, they may have transpired more and have lost more water. So you want a nice turgid, happy cutting. And turgidity is, right, has to do with transpiration and how much water in the cells. And so upright, firm. So morning, you know, I mean, it just depends on what conditions your plants are in, what the environment is like and how they're growing. But if you want a good target, morning before they've kind of dried out for the day, if you will, is a good time to take cuttings.
Okay, plant friends, go forth and propagate. Like I said, In Growing Joy, my first book that comes out this month, it should be out by the time this episode airs. There's a whole chapter called Don't Hate Propagate, which has some propagation tutorials. And the entire end of the book is all about how to swap plant cuttings. I have a whole chapter on how to host a plant swap and the magic of sharing your planty passion through gifting plant cuttings to each other. So I hope you enjoy it. Obviously, you can always go to bloomgirlradio.com/book to pre-order the book. But more importantly, if this episode got you excited about the access that our society members have to Leslie, and you're interested in some personal coaching on your plant collection and or the high quality education that Leslie is providing, we have an education resource hub, which has the recordings from all the calls that we have, which I'm calling the Netflix of plant care because it's literally on demand. 30 plus hours of plant care education, from the science of dormancy to seed starting 101 to humidity and transpiration to water quality and watering techniques. I mean, there's everything you need to like be an expert plant parent in this hub. So anyway, if you're interested in joining us, go to jointhegardensociety.com to join us at either of those levels, or you can click the link in the show notes to learn more. And I hope you walk away and are able to propagate more successfully. And please tag me and show me whatever you're propagating online. Tag me at Bloom and Grow Maria on Instagram so I can see, or better yet, share your propagations in the Bloom and Grow Garden Party app and platform. All right, my plant friends, I can't wait to bring you our next episode coming soon. But until then, keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group. So if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up. So you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.